After Candace Mumm left her television career, she was chosen to serve on and eventually chair the City Plan Commission. So land use is one of her main council interests. We met her at the Shadle Library in the shadow of the Big Green Water Tower. It's the hub of a neighborhood center surrounded by a library, a shopping center, large city park and pool, baseball field, and a high school. Mumm is walking along a dirt trail parallel to Belt Street across from the Shadle Shopping Center. Crosswalks are a big thing for her.
You can see how fast cars go, but there's no designated area for walking across the street. Now, pedestrians have the right-of-way, but they have to dodge the cars. Now, here we're watching a mom with a stroller coming to the edge of the shopping center, and you kind of wonder, how is she going to get here? So we hope to bring some new plans to create a more walkable environment between our busy park and our shopping centers.
Mumm says not only does her district need more crosswalks, it also needs better sidewalks. Councilmember Brian Beggs is exploring the possibility of a future ballot measure that would ask residents to allocate property tax money to sidewalks. Mumm hasn't committed to support that yet.
My focus is on taking the dollars that we already have and putting them where we can get the best return on investment and really help those that need it the most. And the places I've identified are schools. We've been working with the health department identifying the gaps in the walkability and sidewalks. So we've been having meetings with the school district to help us identify some of these priority areas.
In another area related to safety, Mumm endorses a proposal by Mayor David Condon to hire up to 10 new police officers next year.
We're hearing from the community that they'll call and it'll take too long for an officer to arrive, but we also have not kept pace with our expansion of our population. We don't have enough per capita officers, and when we do that, we put a huge strain on our officers' families, with all the overtime, the burnout that they experience, and it's a very high cost, expensive way to go for a community paying overtime.
She says this is the right time to hire new officers given the city's good economy.
Our sales tax receipts are up, our permitting is up, our construction is up, and we have the funds available to hire more officers.
In another public safety issue, Mumm echoes many of the other candidates for city council with her position on Proposition 2. That's the city initiative that would fine rail car operators who send certain types of oil and uncovered coal loads through parts of the city. She questions its legality.
My emphasis is see what the voters decide, and no matter what the decision is on that Proposition 2, we're going to still, I anticipate, I know I will and others on the council, be working with our emergency responders to put a plan in place and to protect our river and to protect our communities, especially our schools that are right along that rail line.
Mumm says she's proud of the way the current city council works together, in contrast to the tension evident on past councils. She gives part of the credit to the fact that it's a female majority group.
I think we bring a calming influence, and I think you've seen that, a more collaborative way about how we do business and how we treat each other, and I'm hoping that that continues throughout the community, because I think even on a national level, people are tired of political divisiveness, and we're nonpartisan at City Council, and we're part of the community, and I think how we treat each other really reflects who we are in Spokane, and I'm very proud of what we do.
Candace Mumm is running against small business owner Matthew Howes in the November election. We'll hear from him tomorrow. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.